The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Afyomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Afyomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Eruvin, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Samach Hey, and we are holding at two dots, quarter of the way down from the top. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol ha-mefik magen b'sha'at ga'ava, sogrin b'chotmin tzarot ba'ado. Now this is a strange reading of a pasuk. So it means he's reading it. It's actually a description in Iyov, a poetic description of the Leviathan. It says over there, ga'ava afikei meganim, sogur chotam tzar, which means the Leviathan feels the pride of being covered in his tremendously powerful armor, namely the scales, which sogur, each one of them falls on the other scale and closes him up like he's surrounded in impervious metal. And we're darshaning the lashon of maginim to refer to the tefillah of Magen Avraham. And what he's saying, Rabbi Chanina, is a continuation of the dinim of davening, saying Magen Avraham, in other words, in a state of inebriation or when you're high. And he's reading it that kol ha-mefik, someone who takes away from himself, he does not say maginim, during the time in which he is in a state of gava, so as he's feeling high, which we're literally high, is gava, is ge'a. So that person, sogrim v'chotmim tzorot ba'ado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him from any tzar as if he's wearing the armor. Shenema gava afikei meganim sogur chotam tzar. And this would mean that he's using the lashon of afik, that he pushes it away from himself. He allows it to go over, meaning that he misses the tefillah because he's being makbid, not to daven, in a state of inebriation.
That's drunk,
inebriation drunk. Yeah. Where do we see that to be afik? Obviously, we know that mafik in Aramaic means that you could take something out. But where do we see that we have a right to be dorish, the pasuk of afikei meganim, which obviously the pashtus is in ma'avuri. Where does the pasuk use it in that way? That's because it also says in Iyov that achai bagdu kamo nochal ka'afik nichalim yavoru. So you see, in the context of yavoru, we use the word afik. So it makes sense that Iyov would use that also in this poetic description. Rabbi Yochanan says it means exactly the opposite. It means kol she'eino mefik yitmar. The mefik is a lashon of to be megala. So kosha enome, if you use the word wrongly, someone who does not expose his tefillah, then he is saved. That's how to read it. And my mashma dahai mafik lishtad gilu yehu. So then you're using it a different way. You're saying the word afik is that he expresses his tefillah. So where does it say that? Because also it uses the word in Tehillim. It says vayera'u afikei mayim vigalu mosdot tevel. So over there that means maisa, the pasuk is mashma michti, kroy mashma bein lamar bein lamar. I mean, we can read the word either way. So is there really any difference? I mean, may binayu, what would be the difference between the two? Well, ike binayu, the question over here is whether you can rely on Reb Sheshet. That's the question. What is Reb Sheshet? Reb Sheshet mosar shinote l'shamei. So mar ite the Reb Sheshet, umar let le the Reb Sheshet. The question over here is, can you go to sleep for a little while and tell somebody that, okay, you know, wake me up in half an hour and then I'll feel better and I'll be able to pray. So Rabbi Chanina uses a lashon of ivure. He means that you let it pass. Letting it pass means I don't want to rely on Reb Sheshet, because unless I wake up on my own, I don't really know that I'm able to pray. To say to somebody, wake me up and I'll get up there and I'll, technically speaking, I may have already been sleeping enough to let the alcohol pass, as we saw yesterday, but that's not the way to daven either. So therefore he says, Yivurei, let it flow over you. Whereas if you say, I can rely on that, so then you say, okay, I'm not going to be begalid right now, but I'll wait till somebody wakes me up, and then I will. So my either the repetition or my let the repetition. Omer Chia Barash Yomarav. You should know that if you don't feel that you have yeshuva dat, don't daven. Koshein datom yeshevet alav. You're going to get up. I love it. You're going to get up in the middle of a board meeting. Time for mincha. Go up to the 43rd floor. We have mincha, but make sure that you're back here in 10 minutes. And forget about it. It's better not to daven. Shneimar, because it says, bitzar al yoreh. You don't do something that requires concentration under stress. Now, as Rashi points out, it's a very nice drosh, except for the unfortunate fact that there's no such pasuk. So, the question is, maybe, says Rashi, maybe it's from Ben Sira, you know. We do find that they quote psukim from Ben Sira now, and then, even though you're not really supposed to be reading Ben Sira. But, you know, when there's a nice word, we'll use it. However, Tosfos says, a fascinating, it's Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosfos brings it. Rabbeinu Tam says, when a Gemara quotes a pasuk, it's very often not quoted accurately. Remember, it's supposed to be Teresh Baal Peh, not supposed to say psukim. So, and besides that, we always say things b'derek tzara, when a pasuk sometimes is a poetic description of a thing. This is probably, and we've been darshaning Iyov, this is probably the pasuk in Iyov that says, Hayarok shuacha v'lo b'tzar. When somebody is orech his shava, that means he sets up his tefillah. Not when you feel stress. Lo bitzar. Lamaisa we paskin this. However, as the Shulchan Aruch himself says, if we kept this halacha, we would never daven, because there's nobody anymore who has yeshuva dat. And so when would we ever daven? So just like we saw before, that when we talked about yesterday's gemara, everybody today is drunk. So then we shouldn't daven. So Enochinam is before Shem explained. If it means that you'll never ever daven, so then you have no choice. Which is many things like this. So what we do is we're no longer makpid to daven only in a way that you can daven. So we daven even where it's obvious we're not going to really be davening, we're not going to be able to concentrate, not going to be able to have kavanah, and we daven anyway, because otherwise you might as well throw out the whole concept. So at least like this, maybe once a year you'll get in a tefillah or something, but if you didn't daven at all, then you would never get in a tefillah. Rabbi Chanina, b'yumidarotak lo matzli. Rabbi Chanina, if it was a day that he was upset, he wouldn't daven that day. Omar, bitzar al yorektiv. It says, doesn't really, but it says, bitzar al yorektiv. Mar ukva, if it was a chamsi, he would go out to the bezit. Because lavidavik lebeidina, because he couldn't concentrate. So I'm not good to go, there's no air conditioning, forget about it. So he wouldn't go out to the bezit. Omar of Nachman, by Yitzchak, listen, ilchata, you want to be able to say over halacha, you want to be able to learn properly. Boy, tzilutak yomita isana, you need to have a clear mind. Like one of these beautiful days when the wind is blowing cool, soft, and there's this soft light in the air, and everything is... Yeah. That's a good place to learn. Omar Abaya, I could tell you even more than that. If my mommy, and this wasn't really his mommy, this was his nanny, if my mother would say, pass me the cheese, that was it, I couldn't learn. And she would say, Koryev Kutra. I would never be able to. You think I would have ever became what I became? If this would have been the kind of things I had to worry about, pass the butter. I mean, forget about it. I might as well give up on life. My wife always asks me, so what's the problem? So I interrupted for a minute. So yeah, I do 10 things at once. Boy, what's the big deal? You know, that's the point of learning, that you interrupt. It takes you half an hour to put your mind back on. It is a shattering. Omar Rava, if I got a mosquito bite, that would be it. I couldn't learn. Ikaratsan kina lo tanoi. I mean, that's all I need is to have a louse. Marbury de Ravina, of the la'ime shiva mani l'shiva yume. Marbury de Ravina's mother had this great idea, and that is, you can never get rid of lice, right? But there's a simple solution. If you have 7 different sets of clothing and linen, and you never use the same one 2 days in a row, then what happens is that the lice never hatch because they die before without having a host. So this way, if you're constantly changing every single day, you could live without lice. So she made him 7 sets for 7 days. Omer of Yehuda, look, I don't know about these guys who stay up all night. All I can tell you is, you know what the night was made for? Sleeping. Lo ivri laili ala l'shinata. Yeah, says Rish Lakish. I don't know. That moon is up there in order to be able to learn. So if you got a good moon at night, that's what you should be doing. They said to Rabbi Zera, no, you really say over things so clearly and brilliantly. Omalahu, he says, I can tell you, those are things that I learn in the daytime, not at night. The Imamenino, Omale Barti, the Rav Chista's daughter tells Rav Chista, her father stays up all night learning. So she said, little boy, Mar Menenpur, the Abba doesn't want to like take a little bit of a rest. Omalahu, he says, listen, very soon I'll have nothing but rest, you know. Hashta oto yoma da'arichei, long days of rest are coming. Vekatine, and there's no time to learn. Venenim tuva, we'll be getting lots of rest. I got to use my lifetime for learning. Omer of Nachum bar Yitzchak, we are poale diyamama anan. We are hired to work in the daytime, and that's when I learn. Rav Acha bar Yaakov had his amount that he had to learn every day. And if he couldn't finish during the day, he would pay it back in the nighttime. So Yosef, he would borrow the time to do, unfortunately, the kind of things you have to do, you know, $1 million investment here and so on. And then he would be pareah back. Omer Rabbi Elazar, haba min haderech, al yitpaleh shlosha yamim. If you've arrived from a trip, for 3 days you shouldn't be davening. And we see that from the story in Ezra, which, I mean, you know, they had an awful lot of things to do. And they brought all of the people who had made, were making aliyah, to the river, and there they set up the various shvatim that were coming. And when it said, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, that's when they found out that no Levium had joined them. So it says there, V'kapsem el ha-na'ar, ha-ba'al ha-ava, v'nachan ha-sham yamim shlosha, v'avina ba'am. So first, 3 days I took before I started looking into the issue. What do you take 3 days for? What are you, on vacation? So you see that there was no way to concentrate before. It takes 3 days to get into shape. Avuad Shmuel. Kiati Burkhalomatsi Tata Yumin. Avuad Shmuel wouldn't daven for 3 days after taking a trip. Shmuel would not daven in a house where there was a smell of alcohol. It would mess up his concentration. If somebody had a drink of wine in the house, forget about it. He'd go somewhere else to daven. Lomatsi Vaitadit Beshukra. Rav Papa, if there was any herring in the house, that was it, he'd leave. Rav Papa lo matzav beit adid beharsana. Couldn't take the smell of the fish. Omer Rebbe Chanina, kol mitpateh b'yeino. Anybody who allows a little bit of alcohol to soothe his ruffled feathers. And yeah, all right, fine, they treated me terribly. But you know what? Nice cup, nice glass of beer makes a big difference. Yesh bo midat kono. Such a person is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoko. I mean, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had pretty ruffled feathers by the Mabul. It was not a pleasant world that he saw. The Malachi Asher is making fun of him. These are the men, the humans he wanted to create. But what does it say? Vayarach Hashem et reyach hanichoach. You know, a nice sniff of a carbon here and there. Not so terrible, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, you let yourself, you know, be seduced by the nice smells and tastes. Omer Rebbe Chiya, kol amit yashev b'yeino. Somebody who has the ability to keep his mind on him clearly when he's high. Yesh bo midat shivim zekenim. It's like he's got the das of the entire Sanhedrin. He's a very, very well-contained person. Because yayin equals 70, means nitan b'shivim otiyot, and sod is nitan b'shivim otiyot. Now lemaisa nichnas yayin yatsa sod. Normally people drink wine, all their secrets spill out. You know, this guy, on the contrary, he sits there, he's completely discreet. That's amazing. Omer of Chanin, you should know alcohol. You know what it's for nichum avelim, people who are miserable. And people who anyway are just killing their lives. What are these guys going to do all this? In the pub. They wouldn't have alcohol. What schar would they have in Olam Hazeh? So they have all day long, sit in the pub, and they feel good about life. No, Baruch Hashem, they also have a life. Shenema tnu shechar le'oved. Oved is a Rasha who is committing suicide his whole life anyway. And then it continues on to say, v'yayin l'more nefesh. People who are bitter, because something bitter has happened to them, you can give yayin to. Om rechonim bar popa, kol she'ein yayin nishpach b'toch b'toch k'mayim inu b'chol bracha. A guy who doesn't use wine like it's poured out like water, such a person is not living a life of the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. I don't care how broad his lifestyle is in other issues. He's one of these kind of guys, well, I don't drink. Forget it, he ain't having any fun. Because Shenemar, uveirachet lachmecha vet mimecha. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to bless the water, what do you mean bless the water? water? Yeah, what he means is the kind of water that is like lachmaka. I mean, lechem is serious food. You're allowed to use kesef ma'isasheni to buy lechem when you arrive in Yerushalayim. So that means the water is on. Now, of course, in those days, it never occurred to them you could buy a bottle of Mayaden for more than wine cost. You know? But, so, I mean, of course, la'aloka, you can't. You're not allowed to buy something that is not nourishment with your kesef ma'iser. So therefore, just like lechem is nikach, kesef ma'iser, the mayim that is referred to over here is the kind of water that you means the kind of drink that you could pay good money for. And what's that? That's yayin. So why does the Torah call it mayim? It should say yayin. So my kari le mayim, because it's got to be free and easy, flowing like water. In nishbach bebetar ke mayim, then you got a bracha. That's uberach v'ilo lo. Tosis points out a brilliant thing. Tosis says, look, the pashas of the grow is the mayim. It really does mean water. So you'll say, I mean, how do you bless water? So Tosfos shows that refuah, health, is connected to blessed water. Because you see by Mora, it says, because I'm going to be merapa your water. Now, of course, this is true of almost the entirety of human history. The quality of the water was the definition of your lifetime. And that's it. And the yayin, of course, the reason that people drank wine, kim mayin, is because it was sterile, as the mayin wasn't. The only thing they could drink was wine. So because of that, the bracha on mayim really does work out, even like the shita that's yayin, that it should be literally mayim. And it was because of this that Jews used to get murdered, because of the fact that they were clean and boiled their water, that clean things. So they didn't die during many of the plagues. And the goyim blamed them, of course, for doing kishuf and killing the goyim. So therefore, it has a partial meaning as well, says Tesis. You know, the way you act in three circumstances, you see what kind of person you are. Bikoso, now how do you act when you're high? Bikiso, what happens when you do business? What kind of person are you? Or how much tzedakah do you give? Or how do you treat your money? Ubikaso, and when you're angry, how do you express yourself? Some say, you know, when you're high in laughter, how do you control yourself? What do you act out on? I don't know how many people remember the old watch advertisement, which is a beautiful advertisement, the days before TV in this country. Getting back to the question of when the Nochri will answer. Now, an interesting situation. Because we pass him like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and that means that unless you have Shnei Yisraelim, that are osrim zalzeh, the nochri doesn't ask. But there are cases where you have shnei yisraelim that would answer at least partially, but they're not really living together. And that would be a case where you have a two chatzerot, one inside of the other. Remember, this was a machloket, just to remind you, it was a machloket, Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan, about regal hamutard bimakoma, does it answer shalom bimakoma? So according to Rabbi Akiva, even though the Yisrael, or if there would be a group of Yisraelim who made an Erev, the group of Yisraelim who live inside, they are muteret b'makomah, because they made an Erev with each other. If they don't make an Erev with the outside people, they have an easement, obviously they have no other way to get through the other rishos, so they're able to pass through the other chatzer in order to get out, like the chush, basically. Right? So you have the inner chatzer and you have the outer chatzer. How about in a case, so that was about according to Rabbanan, if they're mutter b'mekoma, they don't aser on the outside. According to Rabbi Akiva, they aser even on the outside ones. They're mutter, but the outside ones are aser, because you have multiple diurin in the outside. Now, the interesting question here is, we said that if you have a Yisrael and a Nochri who live together alone, then there's no din that the Nochri asers. He doesn't have a rishos for himself. The only time we aser is where you have two Yisraelim that live. If you have two Yisraelim, then already it's not that rare that someone would live in a chutzah with an Arab, because there's two Jews that are also living in the chutzah. Now, my question is like this. You have actually two separate chatzerot. The Jew is living alone with the Nochri in the inner chutzah. The thing is that they have to pass through the outer chutzah in order to get to the Mavui, to Rishat Rabin. So what's the halacha over there? So this actual Maisa came, Nochri Pnim, but it's a Yisrael and a Nochri in, meaning a single Yisrael. And the Yisrael living in the Chitzon now. And Ba Ma'aseh Lifnei Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, so what's the din over here? And he said the outside Yisrael is Osir. So in other words, this is a Rishus of Shnei Yisraelim, apparently in an Ocher. We're going to analyze what the Psak was. And came Lifei Rebbe Chiya, and he also said it's Osir for the outside Chatzar, even though he's living there alone, he's not allowed to carry this Chatzar. Now, Rabbah and Reb Yosef were sitting around discussing this, Bishaloh Pirkei de Reb Sheshet. This was after Reb Sheshet's Drasha, and people were sitting around discussing things. And Reb Sheshes was there. V'ko'amar kaman amar shemaite rav l'shemaite. Gosh, Rav who said this over, he clearly held that it was Osir. Rebbe said it's Osir. And he said that Reb Chiya said it's Osir. So who was he going like? I guess he was going like Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir doesn't require two Jews to be living in the same chatzah with a Nachri. Even a single Jew is living in the chatzah with a Nachri. That must be the case over here, because you don't have two Jews living together in the chatzah with a Nachri. And Rabbah shakes his head very sagaciously. Yeah, it looks like Rav was going like Remeir, even though the mice we pass Rebbezim and Yaakov, and Shmuel Paschal Rebbezim Yaakov. Rav Yosef overhears this conversation, because he was there with Rabbah, and he says, you know, I can't believe that two great men like you could make such an absurd mistake. Trey Gavi Rav Rebek Rabban and Litu Bahar Milta. How do you make a mistake? I mean, it's a logical mistake. If you think that he's passing like Rebbe Meir, so what is it he needs to construct this crazy case? And if there was not a Yisroel B'chitzona, what would be the issue? Anyway, according to Rebbe Meir, it's Osir, that's all. I mean, the creation of the case implies that since there were two Yisraelim, except the only time there were two Yisraelim is when the inside guy walks through the outside guy, so the finish is that it's considered to be two Yisraelim, and therefore you need an Erev, and you have an Ocher, you can't make the Erev. That's what it sounds like. If you're telling me, just come and tell me that Psak is the like Rebbe Meir, what is the crazy case? V'chitema, maybe you'll say, no, this was an actual event, right? It says, the Maisa came to Rebbe, the Maisa comes to Kia, so maybe an Achinami. There was no Kiddush in the case. It was Maaseh Shaya Kachaya, and they were, but Rav was saying, they both passed like Rebbe Meir. But that's not true. Because they asked Rav, who said this, and what would have been the din of the guy who lived in the inside chotzer, Bimekomo Mabu, would he be allowed to carry in the inside chotzer? And he said, yes, he's mutter. Why? Because he's alone with a guy in the inside chotzer. So obviously Rav was passing like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, not like Rebbe Meir. So how do you make such a mistake if he said mutter? Ask the Gemara, I don't understand it. What do you think? You think it's going like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's only us when there's just two? Didn't Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov say, if you have two Jews, both who asr on the other without an Eruv, then the presence of the Nochri prevents the creation of the Eruv, right? But over here, where do you have Shnei Yisraelim asring one on the other? The inside guy is mutter. The outside guy is mutter because the people that walk through is a regel that's muteret bimekoma. I mean, I assume we're going like the Rabbanan, who hold that regel that's muteret bimekoma doesn't aser on someone who is in a different makom. And okay, so I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, well, it's going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that regel muteret bimekoma does aser. That's what you're going to tell me. Oh, I've already thought of that. Don't worry. Elak Rabbi Akiva, who says regel muteret bimekoma or seret shelo bimekoma. So then, even if there was no Nachri, if you have a single Jew living inside, not a Nachri. What's the din? Muteret bimekoma. Now he's walking through the outside Rishus. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. He asers the guy outside. So what is this crazy case of a Nachri bifnim? And he would be aser anyway. I feel he's strong nami. So obviously you guys don't understand what's going on over here. But neither do I. What's the answer? Omer v'nebrei Rabbi Yeshua. I'll tell you. And it is going Ali to Rabbi Akiva. And what's happening over here is, the Chiddush is, they made an Erev. It's not that they didn't make an Erev. They made an Erev. So in this case, if they made an Erev, obviously Rabbi Akiva is about Erev. Everybody made an Erev. There's a door between them where you have two chatzers with a door. If you want to make an Erev, you can make an Erev. So they did. The only problem is that there's a goy. So since there was a goy, time of Ika Nachri. That Nochri is the only reason that it becomes Osir. If there's not a Nochri, so then Lo Osir. Now, Lamaisa, this is not such a partial thing, because the Nochri is only in the outside Rishus when he passes through. In reality, he's living inside with a single Yisraeli. But if he's living inside with a single Yisraeli, we said that was a mitzvah de lo shlicha, in which case the nochri should not be an issue, because how often are you going to have a situation like this? So it's not that there's no chiddush in this case. And as a matter of fact, we're going to see in the continuation of the Gemara what we were taking here into consideration when we made this psak. And that is by reversing the situation. Boy mine Rabbi Eliezer mirav. How about in an inverted case? How about if you have a Yisrael alone living with a nochri in the outside chutz? And then you have a single Jew who's living in the inside chutz. What would be the din then? And here, in his explaining what his question is, we come to understand what the logic was of assering the case on the Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Hatam taima. What is the reason that Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov would have agreed that when a goy is in the inside chutz with a Yisraeli living alone, that this is not considered to be a violation of Dover HaShchiach? Is it? I'll tell you, it may only be because Taima, says Richie, Taima is Mishum Deshchiach Dedayer. Because in that case, since you have to get through the outside chutzer, the Jew is not worried about living alone with the goy in the inside chutzer. Because he figures like this. Now, this Arab is going to kill me.
I scream.
No. How's he going to get rid of the body? So the Jew who lives outside is going to say, hey, what happened to my friend who was here? So what's he going to say? Oh, I don't know. He walked out, never came back. I don't know what happened to him. What do you mean he walked out, never came back? I live out here. He couldn't walk out without walking through my house. He never walked out. I'm calling the cops. So therefore, in those days, they had Jewish cops. So then he figures, okay, so that I'm not going to be murdered. So it's okay to live here. However, if he lives in the outside, so then the guy's afraid to live with the Arab because he says, look, if he murders me, he disposes of the body. And then the Jew on the inside comes out and says, hey, what happened to my friend? Oh, I don't know. He went out to get some chocolate the other day, never came back. Probably met some pretty girl or something. I don't know where he ran away to. Not my business. So now I'll never be able to prove that he must have disposed of the body. So then the Jew's not going to move in with him. On the other hand, one could say, well, you know, I mean, but he's really going to murder me at any moment. The guy who's living inside could be coming in, coming through, either from one side or the other. It's a right to walk right through. So he's not going to murder me. Maybe he'll get caught while he's murdering me. So, okay, so I'll take my chances. Okay, so that's the question. This is what we were taking into consideration. Okay, so let's see that inside. So hatam time maybe from the shriach, the diary, that's considered to be a normal case. So is the reason over there, Bishum Deshkiach the Daira, he's not afraid to live there. The Mirtat Nochri, because the Arab is frightened, because Savar, well, he thinks to himself, oh my God, what if that Jew out there comes in, you know, Ati Yisrael, and he says, hey, what happened to my friend who used to live here, Yisrael, Davig Abochecha? And what am I going to tell him? I can't tell him that he walked out. Avalacha, but if I'm living in the outside Chatzar, so then I'm always able to say, I don't know, Mafak Azali, he left, I don't know where he went to. Odilma, or perhaps Achinami Mirtat, he's afraid in both situations, the Sova Hashtat Yisrova Chazilei, that maybe he'll catch me in the act, and therefore he won't murder me, says the Yisrael to himself, thinking through what the Arab is thinking. Omarle, so Rav Set Rabbi Eliezer, Tein Lechacham V'yechkamod, you know, you give the information to a guy who's smart, he figures out the answer himself. I give you this case, it's not a serious enough difference, it's also going to be also a leader of Eliezer Miyak. Now, Reish Lakish and the Talmidim of Rabbi Chanina came to a particular inn, and what happened over here is the owner is a goy, person that he had rented out a room or a place to another goy. Lo Havisocher, the renter that he had rented out there, wasn't there, but the owner, who was the maskiri, had rented it out, was there. He was looking things over. And they wanted to know whether they could rent the space for Shabbos from the renter, even though he no longer could use it because he had already rented it out to somebody else.
The owner.
They wanted to rent it from the owner. So they said, Ma'ala Megarmina. If the contract did not give him a right to throw the guy out, so anyway, he's like a stranger, basically. Well, how could he possibly rent it out? So Kolecha de lo matzimis haliklei, if he wouldn't be able to get rid of his renter. So then, of course, there's no question. He has no right. So what are we gonna rent from him for? Kitiboy, our question is, if the owner has the right, if he wants to get rid of the renter, So that if he mutz misalikley over there, maybe my question is this: do we say kimin mutz misalikley agrina? Shall we say that because theoretically he could get rid of the guy, so that gives us the right to rent it from him? Oh, Dilmore, maybe we'd say, well, I mean, what's the point of a theoretical right? Right now, somebody else is living there, and we can't rent it from him. Hashtami Allah suing, it's okay. You know, so they're sitting there and clearing, what do we do? Says Rosh Chodesh, I have a great idea. You know what? Why don't we just go ahead and rent it and worry about it after Shabbos? When we get, you know, when we get down to Ziknei Dorim, we can find out if we did the right thing. You know, but if we're going to sit here agonizing over it, nobody's going to know what to do. And we're going to end up not doing it, not being able to carry on Shabbos. And listen, I mean, Erevin, we said we go Lakula. Do we really have to agonize this much? Let's just do it, you know? So Nisko, Vekishinagia, it's a Rabotenu Shabbatarong. We can ask them if we did the right thing, you know, but you don't have to always know in advance. And if it tastes good, it's probably kosher. We can look up the kosher list afterwards. You know? Okay, so next time we won't do it, you know. So Kishanagi, it's a Rabotenu Shabidaram, Nishalem. Atu Shailu Rabapis. So they came and they asked Rabbi Apis Bidaram, is it okay what we did? Omalam, perfectly all right. Yofa Sitab Shesachartam, the fact that he had the theoretical right to get rid of the guy and rent the room to you gives him enough of a right to be able to rent out for Shabbos. It's very interesting because, as Tosis points out, Rebbe Apis only lived 2 years after the death of Rebbe. And this whole story was said as a maisa that came in front of Rebbe. Right? That's how the whole thing started. Which means that this must have been in the very early years of Reish Lakish. And here is Reish Lakish. This is before he met Rebbe Yochanan. And he's giving them etzes about what to do, the Gabi Erev, and talking with them. From here you see that this is a riot to Tosis's approach, that Reish Lakish didn't start learning after the famous meeting in the swimming pool with Rabbi Yochanan, where he was a mafioso. He actually had learned before, except that he decided to chuck it all and go out and join the mafia and have a good time. It was Rabbi Yochanan who had told him. Tosis darshens this from the words that Rabbi Yochanan uses when he comes chasing after Rabbi Yochanan. He says, oh my God, you're so beautiful, you should have been a girl. You know. And Rabbi Yochanan says to him, you know, you're so powerful, you should be using this for learning, not for raping people. So at that point he says, I hadri b'cha. Hadri b'cha means if you do tshuva. So it's apparently, and then Reish Lakish says at the end when he's upset with Rabbi Yochanan, he says, you know, before I met you, they used to call me Rebbe also. So that Rashi learns me, they used to call me Rebbe, meaning Godfather, not Rebbe in the Yeshiva. But Tosfos learns that it means literally, because it's Hadri B'cha. But of course, Hadri B'cha can also mean change your lifestyle. It doesn't necessarily mean do tshuva the way you were before. But anyway, from here, this brings a raya that actually Reish Lakish, once before he went off the path, was also, he was a Talmud Chacham from before. Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, all come to a particular pundak, and oh my God, that guy shows up on Shabbos. The guy who owns the pundak, and he's a Nokri, and now they are really in bad straits, because their Erev is kaput, since now they have a Nokri. They can't make a new Erev. But what they could at least do, theoretically, is if they're allowed to rent from the Nokri during Shabbat, so they could rent, and then they could be mavat or rishus to one of them, and at least they would be able to carry that way. So they wanted to know, look, are you allowed to do this in the middle of Shabbos? In other words, how do we take a look at schirut from the akum? Is the schirut the equivalent of making an erev? You can't make an erev in the middle of Shabbos. In other words, it's a substitute for the din of erev. So ma, do we say socher ki ma'arev dami? And just like ma ma'arev is mi ba'od yom, if it's a replacement for Erev, you can't do it during Shabbos. That's been done before. What about the problem of Mekach u'Memkar? So that the Rishonim say, there's no Isser Mekach u'Memkar, because this isn't a serious Schirut anyway, and they did not serve for the Tzorach of the Erev. But it could be you can't make Tzorach in the middle of Shabbos. But the other way of looking at it is not that Schirut is like the Erev. Schirut is like Bitul Rishut. And remember that Bitul Rishut is often done in the middle of Shabbos. Over there, you don't have the need for an Erev. You're not doing anything to change the status on Shabbos. So Dilma Socher is Kibavat Rishut Dami. Just like Kibavat Rishut Afilu B'Shabbat, as we had many times. So Af Socher Afilu B'Shabbat. Maybe you can do the rental on Shabbos. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef says, I say, we go ahead and rent. That's what I say. Niskor. Rav Asi says, no, I don't think we should rent. Says Reb Chiya Bar Abba, you know what? Why don't we just rely on Reb Chanina Bar Yosef? Meanwhile, you know, we don't really need a clear-cut psak over here. Let's rent. And we'll find out if we did the right thing afterwards. So Arthur Shaila Rabbi Yochanan. Afterwards they asked Rabbi Yochanan, was it right? Amalam Yafa Sisam Shazakar. We did the right thing in renting, and there's no problem whatsoever. To be continued tomorrow. Omer Rabbi Chanina, call on my fik magin. B'sha'at ga'ava, sagrin l'chotmin sarot ba'ado. Shnema ga'ava, afikim iganim, sagur chotem tsar. And my mashmai, afik l'shade abureyu, t'chtif. Achai bagdu k'mon na'achal ka'afik l'chalim yavor. And the mela, afik is this loshen, yavor. Rabbi Yochanan ma'ko, she'eno ma'afik itmar. Which means that it means the same thing, he doesn't say it, but it means he's not megala his tefillah. Then it's the same thing. Where do we see my mashmaim b'afik? According to Mizlosh de Giluyeh, the tiva yera'u afikei mayim v'yigalu mosdot teva. What I mean, does it really matter? Mikte kroy mashma ben lamar ben lamar. So what are they arguing about? Ah, he could be neither of sheshet. Reb Sheshet used to give. He would go to bed and he would ask his valet to wake him up. Say, wake me up in half an hour. So Moses shenot to the shami. Mar he does Reb Sheshet. Umar let the Rav Sheshet, you have to wait till you wake up. Om Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, Amarav, Kol She'in Da'atom Yushevet Alav, should not be davening at all. Mishem Shenemar Bitzar Al Yore, which it doesn't say, but maybe this is a pasuk, Ha'yarok Shu'acha Lo Bitzar. Reb Chanina, B'yomad Ratach Lo Matzit all day. Reb Bitzar Al Yore. Marukva, B'yomad Shuta, Chamsin, Lav Enafek Lo Beidina. Or Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Hilchata Boit Saluta also Kiyumat Istana. Omar Abaya, I could tell you if my mommy would tell me pass the cheese, I would never have been able to learn. Lotanoi. Omar Rava Ikaratstan Kina Lotanoi. Marbare the Ravina Avdala Ime Shiva Mani Leshiva Yumi. Omar Vira Lo Ivre Laila El Shinat, you better get enough sleep. Omar Shim Ben Lakish, well, if there's a nice bright moon out there, you better be learning. Lo Ivra Sierra La Girsa. Amila the Rabbi Zera, boy, you really are. Amalu, that's because I learn in the daytime, you know. Omla Barti Rafista, yeah. Don't you want to get Abba a little bit of sleep? Amala Hashta Yume Darika Vikatine will have lots of time to sleep. Omram Nakaba Yitzhak Anan Poali Diamama Anan. Ravakbar Yaakov would be Yosef what he needed to finish in the daytime. And if he needed to, he would stay up at night and pour. Omer Belozer Abba min Aderech Al Yitpalir Shlosha Yamim Shema Vekavtzim El Anahar Abba La Abba Unachin Hashem Yamim Shlosha and only then Avin Abba Avud Shmur Ki Ati Bu Urech Lomatzi Tlata Yume Shmur Lomatzi Bebeit Adit Be Shifra Rav Papa Lomatzi Bebeit Adit Be Arsan Omer Bechanira Kol Hamit Pate Bieno Yesh Bo Midaat Konosh Amar Vayorach Hashem Et Reach Nicholach Omre Bichir Kol Amit Yashev Bieno Yesho Midat Shivim Zekenim. It says Yain is by definition Shivim Otiot. It's Gematria Sod. Is it Tam Shivim Otiot Nichbas Vein Yotz Sod? And this guy is Miyoshevet. Omre Chanin Lo Nivra Yain Ela Ola Nachim Avelin Ola Shalem Sechar L'Rishayim. Shnemar Tnu Shechar La'Oved V'Yayin L'Morin Nafesh. Omre Bichanim Bar Papa Kol She'in Yayin Nishpach Ketoch Bitoch Moayim. He thinks he's a high liver. He's not. Inu V'Chal Bracha. Shnemar V'Rachet Lach Mechavet Mimecha Ma'alechem Shenikach B'Kesem Ha'aser Avmayim Shenikach B'Kesem Ha'aser U'Mayinil Yayin. So why are we calling it Mayim? To teach me, inishbach v'betokamayim ika bracha v'lo lo omer b'loy b'shlosha dvarim adam nika b'koso b'kiso b'kaso v'armelav b'sahakot omer v'yud omerav Yisrael v'nochri b'pnimit v'Yisrael b'chitzona v'amaseh lifnei Rebbe v'yosar lifnei Rebbe Chiya v'yosar yotiv rabba v'yosar b'shloy pirkta Reb Sheshet v'yotiv Reb Sheshet v'komar keman omerav l'shmatay to Rabbi Meir, I guess. Karkish Rabba Reishik. Om Rav Yosef, I can't believe it. Trey Gavi, Rabba Reiker, Rabban, and Lita Bahay Milta. If it was going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. What do you need the Yisroel B'chitzonah for at all? He'd be Oster anyway, B'mekomo. V'chitema, look, it was Maaser Shayakach Hayah. That's not true, because they asked Rav Beferish, what's the din of Pnimi b'mekom omar? And he said, mutar. So obviously he's not going to live in Rabbi Meir. So, and you, what do you say, Rabbi Yosef? My, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Omar shnei Yisraelim osrim zalze. Huh? And maybe it's Rabbi Kiva. The omar regal amutar b'mekom omar, ser shalom b'mekom omar. No, maybe it's that lomali nochri, if he's thrown nami. Look, the truth is, it works out very well. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva, obviously, that they made the Erev. And therefore, the only problem is the Nochri. And the question was, does that Nochri, is he considered to be Dar im Shnei Yisraelim? That's the question. So, time of the Ika Nochri, who the Asir? Avalek a Nochri, lo Asir. Boy, minei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Mirab, Yisrov a Nochri b'chit sonak. Why? Because the Jew figures that Mirtat Nochri, Yisrova Ashtat Yisrov Amar, hey, what happened to my buddy Davi Gabach? Avalhaka, I can always tell him, I don't know where he went. No fakrazulay. Odilmachinami Mirtat, the Sova, what if the guy walks out right now, or walks in right now, and he catches me in the act? Fakrazulay. Rav told him, "Tein lechacham v'yech kamod." It's the same case. Reish Lakish v'talmid Rebbe Chanina iklu la'u pundek v'lo havi socher. But the owner was there, was the maskir. Amro, so you think we'd be allowed to rent from him? Said kol eichad lo matzi mesalik le. I mean, he doesn't own anything. Obviously, I can't rent from him. Lo tibay lechad lo agrina. Ki tibay eichad lo matzi mesalik le. Do we say that since theoretically matzi mesalik le agrina? Oh, Dilma, look. Bottom line is, right now he doesn't own it. Ashtem yalo salke. Amro and Reish Lakish, I have the best idea. Let's just go ahead and do it, you know, and we'll worry about it later when we get to Rabotinu Shebadaron, and then we'll ask them to shall him. So they did, and sure enough, when they came to Rabbi Apis, Amalan, Yafa Sitem Shesachart, Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef, Rabbi Barava, and Rabasi, Iklu Lo Pundik, the Ati Nachr in the middle of Shabbos, the Mori the Pundaka B'Shabbata. Amro, oh God, no, what do we do now? I mean, we can't even be Mavata Rishus. Do we say that the din of Schirut has the same din as making an error? Mama Arev is Dafka before Shabbos Mibod Yom, Avzocher Mibod Yom. Or maybe Schirut is no different than Bitur Rishus. Mama Vata Rishus, Afilu B'Shabbat. Avzocher is Afilu B'Shabbat. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef says, I say we go out and rent. Ravasi says, no, I don't think it's Mutter. Look, why don't we just rely on the Zaken and Ruchanina Bar Yosef, and we'll rent, and then later on we'll ask. Otter Shailah Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, "You did the right thing." Yafa Sitam Shesachartem. We're holding on Daf Samachay, and
we did quite a bit actually.
We're at the Nekudotayim that are a quarter of the way down.
Omer b'chanina, kol ha-mefik magen b'sha'art ka'ava, sogrim v'chotmim tzorot ba'ado. Now, obviously, it's a very strange way of saying something, but he's trying to explain the pasuk. It's a strange pasuk in Iyov.
Shene'emar, and we'll talk about how he's explaining it, that ga'ava afikei maginim sogur chotam tzar.
Sounds like a list of words. So he's explaining that this means that when someone is in a matzav of ga'ava, meaning that he's really high and wild and so on, so what he does is, he is Afik Magen. He decides he's going to ignore the bracha Magen Avraham. Why? It's only because that's because the main kavanah and tefillah have to be mechaving the first bracha is Magen Avraham. So if he sees, he's not really in a position to properly be Magen Avraham, and instead he's feeling he'd rather be skating. He's a little bit wild. So it's inappropriate to speak b'fnei HaMelech. So what he does is he's mefik lashon of lafuke to get rid of. In other words, so he sets it aside. If he does that, then he's so. In other words, min hashamayim, they will close up and seal tzarot. Because since this guy isn't just going through the motions, it's time to daven, we'll daven and so on, but if he feels that it's inappropriate, then he won't open his mouth. So in that schus alone, he's zocher to be saved from tzorot. My mashma da'ai afik lishna di aburehu. In Hebrew, where do we use the word afik as lafukin? I mean, that's Aramaic, isn't it? Dechtiv, no, we do see such a language because we have another strange pasuk, achai bagdu chmon nachal ka'afik nechalim yavol. So in other words, it's the nachal, meaning a nachal, is the sukkim go on, make it clear, it's a nachal that's unreliable, which you have flooding every once in a while, but you don't have... So these are the kind of friends that that I have, you know, on and off, turn them on and off, fair weather friends, basically. And ki'afik nachal yavoru. So we see now, afik nechalim means the way that nechalim managed to let the water pass by, so too, yavoru, they pass by, just passes by. So the lashon of mafik would then be to let magin pass by, and not to doubt it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not the way to read it. You want to say it correctly, you should just the opposite. It's kosher eino mafik. Mafik is that which is clear and open, because afik eyan means the sources of the sea, the places where I can finally get to the fundamentals. So if mafik, you would say, someone who is careful not to be mafik, the magain at the time that he's shikr, unable to dam, if they are not, that person is totem the tzorot. My mash, but the mafik lishnid yulu yehu, and so where do we see that? That it says v'yera'u afikemai, which is mashma, that it's something that is the fundamental truth, the core of the thing. V'yigalu mazdot tevel. Look, I mean, k'roi mashma ben lamar. I mean, you can't argue that there are, as in many Hebrew words, the two elements over here. We use it sometimes as an expression of showing it all, meaning getting to the core of an issue, and other times we use it as lafuking, something that you pass over. So, I mean, why make a big deal of it? So, my benayu, what exactly is the difference between the way Rabbi Yochanan was describing it? Chanina was describing. There's a big difference, you see. Because when Reb Sheshes would get high, what he would do is he would go to sleep, even though he could have davened now, but he would tell his butler to wake him up in the 20 minutes when he would feel better. So that's the question. He can have Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes, Marsar Shinate L'Shamein. So he would have his valet take care of him if he went to bed to make sure he wouldn't miss davening completely. So Mar eat later Reb Sheshes, and Umar let later Reb Sheshes. Now the question is, according to Reb Chanina, he holds that Abure means that it has to pass by. Pass by, I mean, that's a double language. First of all, pass by means even at the cost of passing by completely. But pass by also means as if the shichrut is going to pass. In other words, I'm ready to wait until it's over. If I have somebody wake me up artificially, then it's not over. I should be able to wake up. If I don't wake up, then that's a sign I really shouldn't be davening. So, in other words, Reb Sheshes didn't have the guts of his commitment over here. You know, well, I won't daven right now, I'll daven a little bit later. I mean, Reb Chanina is saying, no. You should actually, grab the bull by the horns, and either you're completely sober, and you take yourself in hand, and you wake up, or you can't use an alarm clock to determine that you're going to daven. I mean, it's interesting, they're completely different approaches to this. That's Rashi's approach. The most drastically different approach is that it has nothing to do with the drunkenness. Gava, this is Rabbi Hanano's approach. No, that's because we were talking about before drunkenness, so it sort of went on. Rabbi Elkanah says gava means when a person is considering giving into his yetzer hara. So he's under attack. Now the question is, what do you do when you're under attack? Then it's a question, though. Is it okay to just go to sleep and hope it goes away? Or should you try to fight it out and so on? But totally different approach.
It's a
yetzer
for
you're feeling a little bit horny, as they say. So it's not a time to daven.
You're not
going to
sleep and take up arms.
Exactly. We don't know which way. This machlok is a number of times in the Gemara. You're supposed to directly attack your Yitzhar. You're supposed to be Meisiv of Dvar Mecher. The Hasidim have a lot of Rabbeinu Hananel here in front of the whole thing. Richie! I guess you people on the road and on the seas now know that Richie is back. We were wondering about that yesterday. Somebody was looking for Gemara, and we noted that your Gemara was no longer here.
Yeah. Okay, continue, please.
All right. I mean, you're used to learning on the fly. So.
That's right.
So, Amar Abchir Barashi Amar Rav Kol She'in Da'atom Yushevet Alav Al Yitzpalel. A person who is not in a position to concentrate properly should not be davening. Mishum She'ne'emar Batsar Al Yoreh. Because it says that in a position of tsar, when you're feeling the pressure, you shouldn't be moreh, which is, I mean, we were talking about tefillah, but that's strange because all through the sugya we've been putting those two together. We started off with Shichrut in terms of Hora'ah, which was Lohorot Al-Havdil from the Bnei Aharon, and then we moved on to tefillah as if the two were interchangeable. And here we're back again. And what's doubly interesting is that there ain't no such pasuk. It's not even anything similar to this pasuk. Where do we get Batsar al-Yoreh? Rashi says, maybe in Ben Sira somewhere. I mean, it certainly isn't anywhere in Tanakh. But we do find, as Tosfos points out, we do find that there are times when the Gemara will quote Ben Sira. But it's interesting, the Tosfos brings from some of the Balei Tosfos, actually they brought it all the way from Rabbi Hekonimus, that the meaning over here is a quote of Yerushalmi. It's not, it's a Batsar al Yoreh, actually. Yerushalmi Darshan said a few times, Kol HaMitzar lo Yoreh, Kol HaMitzar lo Yitpalel. And that's based on the pasuk that we just had, Shechurat Volomiyayim. So it's sort of going full circle, coming back around, or taking that as a given, so then, Hamit Palel al Yoreh. So, I mean, Hamit Sar al Yoreh. Rebbe Chanina b'yom ha-derata lo matzli. By the way, all of these halachas were only said when they used to actually daven. No, seriously, it's brought la halacha that today nobody davens anyway, really. You know, you just go through the motions, sort of. So that you can't, I mean, if we would apply all these halakhas, that would be the end of davening completely. Some even want to say that maybe, you know, maybe that the Rambam would also be made as Nochi of a field of the Raisas, because we're all men. You can't concentrate anymore. Like I quoted to you yesterday from Nachtan Sofer, that there's not even a field of mitzvahs anymore, because you're basically dead. So dead people can't really do mitzvah. But no, actually, halakha lamaisa, I mean, this is. Yeah. This is how we paskin. That he actually quotes the Gemara in the drush, and he says, you know, he can only potter the world from a din of fila. I can potter the world from any din, because we certainly nobody can have tainas on us for anything. If whatever we manage to do is only a plus, so we bring la halacha. That the truth is that since if any time that we wouldn't be mechaving because of a situation we shouldn't daven, we'd never daven, and therefore it was accepted that okay, so if that's the case, it's better not to be in the batal tefila totally, and let's go ahead and daven anyway. You know, the same thing happened with tefillin. That people were very makbid on tefillin, and what happened was is that people stopped wearing tefillin for centuries. I mean, you see, you know, shuvas, we know we have to reinstitute tefillin and institute tefillin. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, the same idea over here. If you're going to be makbid, like the halacha is meant to be, so anybody who would have a year avera can't have tefillin on his head, or he doesn't remain aware of his tefillin, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. If you do that, you wouldn't wear tefillin at all. So, the compromises have to be made. For tefillin, we do the same thing. And we daven, even though the Gemara takes all these various things. It says, don't daven if you're high. Don't daven b'yumid ratach. Reb Chanina b'yumid ratach, if he was feeling tense and angry, he wouldn't daven. No matzli. So look, but Sarah, your ecti. Marukva b'yumid shuta. If Marukva would not go out to the Bezdin to paskin halacha on a day on a chamsin, lo havin nafik levetina. You couldn't think. Omrim nachma yitzlak, hilchata by tziluta k'yumid istina. In order to come to a proper understanding of halacha, you need to have a clear mind like the most beautiful spring day. Remember how you go out in a chamsin? Omra Abai said, I can tell you how sensitive I am. I omra li aim korif kutra. I mean, if my mommy would say, pass the kutra, I couldn't concentrate the rest of the day. Lotanoi. Let me concentrate, will you please? My wife is always saying, how come it's so easy for you not to concentrate? But don't ask me for anything. Concentrate. Kutra is their cheese spread that they used to put on, they used to dip. Omar Rava, ikarat tekina lotana. If I get a mosquito bite, that's it. I can't concentrate. It doesn't mean that literally I didn't learn it. I can't concentrate. Marbere de Ravina, okala ima sheva mani, the sheva yumi. Actually, Marbere de Ravina, his mother made him 7 different changes of clothing, which is an interesting way to get rid of kinim, because by the time the eggs hatch, they don't have anything to nourish from. So he could constantly wear the same suits, as long as there's 7 days between them. By then they hatch. That way he was kept clean of kinim. Omer Yehuda, lo ivri lailia ela shenata. The night was made for sleeping. Use it well, buddies. Use it well. Omer Shimon ben Lakish, lo ivri siara ela lagirsa. Yeah, but that's only until the moon shines. But I mean, what do you think the moon is up there for? You can read. So therefore, you should be spending your moon time every night learning. And the rest of the night, you can sleep. It's a very beautiful raya from here. Everybody says that the Rambam talks about the way one should organize the day in terms of limud Torah. So he says, Dai lo liyadam shmona sha'ot for sleep. That's the maximum time it pursues it. No, a day. Dialogue doesn't mean that it needs it, but that's definitely the numbers. No matter what you think that you're very tired or whatever, it's not possible that you need more than 8 hours of sleep. So that's dialogue. Okay. The question is there any mocker for the Rambam, or is that just his medical opinion? So many bring this Gemara, because what the Gemara says, the Gemara says elsewhere the exact opposite. That the Kumi Roni Balaila, the Nainrina Shatara Ella Balaila, and the Rambam himself paskins, that Ein Adam Roloimid Roiv Chachmasa Ella Balaila. So what does the Gemara mean over here when it says, Loinivra Laila Ella? That's right. So what does it mean? The time, if you analyze, the shortest days of the year are 8 hours. If you go according to, in other words, what we call 12 hours, the short shot is money, you have to work out to 8 hours. So if that's the case, there's got to be some time that lo nivra laila l'shenata. So in a case where a person needs a maximum amount of sleep, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, the Gemara says you only need the laila l'shenata. Laila, minimum laila is the 8 hours. I mean, it doesn't mean every night of the week only to sleep. So therefore, it must be. That explains both circuits. If a person is chalash, the time he should sleep is at night. But then the maximum time that he takes is the shortest night. That's what the Gemara says about Tu B'Av. Once the nights start getting longer, then anybody who doesn't learn at night is in big trouble. You know, you're a very sharp guy. Everything is clear. Oh, Marlo, that's right. The Imami needed, because they were said in the daytime. And I don't go in for this night business. In the daytime is clear, it's bright. You know you're learning in the daytime, concentrate, everything will be clear to you. Omale Barte, Rav Chista, Rav Chista. Rav Chista's daughter said to Rav Chista, Daddy, you never go to sleep. Don't you want to rest a little? Omale Ashtat, Yunadi Arichavikatina, Vininam Tuva. Days are soon coming that it will be long, long time to sleep and no time to do any mitzvahs. I have lots of time to sleep in the grave. Meanwhile, I'll use my time. Omale Nachum Yitzchak, Anan Pole di Yamama Anan. We, human beings, have been hired, so to speak. Our job is to work in the day, like any hired worker. And therefore, that's the time that we should feel the nuchliyavut to get to work. Rabbi Yaakov would set himself, let's say every day, he has to finish the Daf Yomi, for instance, let's say. And then he got very busy during that day. He wasn't able to finish the Daf Yomi. He would borrow the time from the Daf Yomi during the day, but then he would pay it back at night. In other words, even though perhaps the Iker Seder of learning was Biyuchat, this is what I will accomplish today, but ultimately, as long as you don't go to sleep without paying it back, then that's also good. Omer Belazar Abamina Derech, somebody who just, let's say, went to Tahiti. He shouldn't have it for the next 3 days. He can't concentrate. It's everything on his head. Shneimar, because we see exactly when they came to make the second Beit HaMikdash. So it says over there that Ezra vekapsem al nahar al ba'alava v'nachen Hashem yamim shlosha, and only then vavina ba'am. So after we settled down on the Ohio River over there, we spent 3 days resting up, and then the Avina Ba'am. So in other words, before that, there was no Avina Ba'am. I couldn't concentrate. There wasn't enough bone. So there you see that a trip knocks you out for 3 days. You're going to have some time. Avua deshmuel. The ati bewurcha lo matzik klatzi yom avu deshmuel. He would come from the road for 3 days. He wouldn't daven. Shmuel wouldn't even daven in a house that had beer in the house, because even the smell would make him high. He could not concentrate. The next one you could certainly understand. Rav Papa, who of course lived with beer, he was not going to have any problems with beer. But Rav Papa, he refused to daven in a house that had herring. Couldn't take the smell. He wasn't able to concentrate. So the bait of the Ipe Harsana. There's some people, if you want to get through to them, they need to be mellow. There's a guy that if he's not mellow, he's upset and angry. Okay, so you can have negotiations, you sit around, a couple of cocktails, listen. Guy gets mellow, and then you can be mefateh. You seduce him into a deal, or into the mechli, or whatever it is. So you would think that that's a person should know whatever he feels when he's completely sober. That's how he should be. No, the contrary is true. Someone who allows himself to be taken in through a little bit of mellowing actually is following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's advice. Because God does the same thing. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all mad at the world with the mabul. And then they come out and they bring these karbonas. Vayorach Hashem es reach anicheach. And he gets a little bit high. Give a yochol and says, gishmak. Why should we wipe out the world anymore? Pretty nice place. So it's the same thing. Shenemar vayorach Hashem es reach anicheach. Omer Rebbe Chiya kol hamit yashev b'yeno. Somebody who becomes now is able to handle his coast, and he becomes solid in drinking. He doesn't lose control in any way. He contains within himself the equivalence of the Sanhedrin, 70 zakenim worth of da'at. Because yayin itan b'shivim otiyot. You take a look at wine, add up the letters for yayin, and you get 70. And sod is nitan b'shivim otiyot. You take the word sod, deepest secret. That's also 70. Nichnas yayin. wine, yatsa sod. Normally, people who drink their wine, away goes the sod. But this guy says, mit yashel b'yeno, means that he maintains that sod inside of him. But that means that he must have all of the various approaches to shivim zakenim. Because basically, what happens normally, what wine does, is it loosens you. What alcohol does, it loosens your mind to be able to see things in many different ways. So you no longer have any particular commitment to this reality, the other reality. But that's the point of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin emerges with a psak out of 70 totally, I mean, that's what we're looking for, is to have 70 different approaches entirely, and yet to come out with something from it. A person who's bit yashev b'yeno means that that's the way his mind works. But he's someone who can see all of the angles, and who's, on the contrary, instead of confusing him, it makes things clearer for him. We've done the same thing before. Now, I can't even think straight if I don't have a good drink. So,
Omer Chani. Are we talking specifically about wine? Or
there's definitely a very special mila in wine.
Yeah.
The special mila in wine is, in fact, its uniqueness. In other words, the idea of a wine is that the wine itself maintains not just alcohol, but history. Every last aspect is the only thing we have like that on earth, in which we have absolute individuality of a particular type of grape, in a particular type of soil, in a particular place on earth with that climate, and in the particular vintage of that year according to the way in which it grew. I mean, it's astounding. So the idea of being a connoisseur comes from the word of das, to know, right? Cognizant. Is nogeya b'davka yayin. That's how it all started, the idea of a connoisseur. So the concept of sod, understanding, sensitivity, being able to pick up all of these various things, is a function of wine, not really alcohol.
Not applicable to scotch.
Certainly nowhere near on the same level, as you know. A scotch doesn't, have a vintage. Scotch has an age, doesn't have a vintage. And the elements of the scotch are very much nogeya other things, such as the type of barrels in which to put it. It's not a question of history of the earth. So there's an artificiality about it. It doesn't require that same level, despite the phony tu'udot that they give you, you know, for being a bucky in scotch. Those are phony. For wine, you need to have real bikkies. Yes, that's interesting. Yes, indeed. Very good. You can use wine either to new sheikhar la obeid, and the Marsha points out sheikhar is sachar. So it's use the wine to pay the sachar to one who's committing suicide in this world anyway. He's giving it all up for the moment. And then give yayin lamari nefesh to those who are embittered by what has happened to them or bereft. Omer fanim bar popa. If you're not pouring wine in your house like water, then you obviously haven't yet reached the real level of bracha. Now, what do you think meimecha means? How many meimecha in water? I'll show you how silly you are. Because look, I mean, clearly what we're talking about over there is in the context of the mitzvahs that you're doing, which is that you're taking your meiser, and because of that, shmir on meiser. Well, lechem is nikach b'kesef maaser. Right? That you take your money, bring it to Yerushalayim, and you buy bread and you eat. But that means in context, the type of water that you're talking about must also be water that you can buy b'kesef maaser. But the problem is that water is not allowed. It says hakol nikach b'kesef maaser chutz mimayim u'melach. They didn't know about Mayedin in those days. But so the only type of water that could possibly mean is the liquid, meaning the liquid gold. And liquid gold is wine. So why do they call it Mayim? To tell me that that's what the bracha is. Inishpach bebeito kamayim. Okay, then ika bracha. But ilolo, it's because of this that we actually have the minhag to overflow the coast. On Havdolah, this is the basis of that minhag. There's other minhagim that Rambam brings also. That have to do with it. Since at that time, the bracha for the week comes from that moment, at the end of Shabbos, we begin the week and we sing songs about Parnasa, and about the coming of Elio, and Ula, and people do all kinds of simonim to have a good Parnasa, and so on. That's the time that we're miyake, that there should be at the time of bracha, Birchas Havdolah, when we look forward to the Birchot HaShavua, that we're merabes to yayin that should be nishmak yamayin. Although many are very upset at that because some people waste the wine they poured out, which, well, what's the heter that you should be over on Bal Tashrit? Nishpach Kamayim would only mean that if your kids spill the wine, you don't get angry. You don't say you ever see a grown man cry, you know, all that kind of thing. But as far as to go out of your way, to be Shofech wine, say you should be Shofech in the Kli, and then use the wine, of course, that's spilled out in the Kli. Sounds like Dukke Anias to me. You're not allowed to waste it. Yeah, that is a serious problem. I mean, that's when you want the bracha, right?
You're right.
Very good. Om Rebbe Lloyd. speaking about wine. B'shlosha dvarim adam nikar. B'koso, u'b'kiso, u'b'sha'on tiso. U'b'sar, u'b'ka'aso. That was the ad. It was a beautiful ad they had many years ago for tiso wine. Beautiful. Is that beautiful? Unbelievable. Those were the days when the Gemara made a difference. That was the end. An ad for Tissot watches. Tissot, you know, T-I-S-S-O-T. It's a famous watch company. That's what they had. B'shlosha dvarim adam nikar. B'koso, b'kiso, u'b'sha'on tisov. But the correct here says u'b'ka'aso. The way in which a person holds his drinks, koso, and so you can tell what type of person he is, as we just said. If he's mityashevet b'yino, that means that he has kedat Sanhedrin. B'kiso means how honest is he in his dealing? Is he very makbid on his money? Or is he mevater mishlo, and so on? And b'kaso, somebody who doesn't get overwhelmed and angry and makbid on people, controls himself. The amrela af b'sachako. Others say, not only that, it's the way that he laughs is also important. Sense of humor shows what kind of person you are. If you have a cheap sense of humor, you're mezalzel yourself. If you have a sophisticated sense of humor, and then people can relate to you, see what kind of person you are. Very interesting. Okay. Others say that it's also an inibishal shatvarim adam nikar, not in how he acts, but what happens when he's under, when he's loose. So you're loose b'schok, you're loose with your wine. I mean, then we loosen up, we find out what you're really about. That's the nichlas yayin yotzeh sod, your own sodot come out, we find out what you're really about. Because that's true about the kis and the kas too. You see a nice guy all of a sudden, I mean, you're absolutely shocked. He turns into a monster. I mean, you see that it was all under control, but underneath, like ready to blow up. That's a big concept. He's so obviously. It happens all the time. All of a sudden, the guy becomes makbid on 5 cents and be mevater on anything. It does things that put a person up against the wall. Why are you going to act under these circumstances? Yeah, but Rashi learns it more in the overall on Hoga. Not like this. It was, how is it? Is a person honest in his dealing? That's kiso. It's generally calm. That's kaso. It's a very different approach. You mean, that's not nice. That's not nice. I hear. How about if the guy who slips on the banana peel?
He's out of it. I see. Honesty and fair dealing, you got to buy it. If you take that, you got to make it.
Yisrael, getting back to a little bit of Erevin, you know, every once in a while, we ought to remember the Nisach that we're in. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Now, you'll recall that our parak is dealing with the situation of a Jew living with a goy, according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov, two Jews living with a goy, same chatzar. Since they asked on each other, they now cannot make an erev including the goy, but according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov, if they wouldn't asr on each other, the fact that a goy is there together with a single Jew would not be mechayev in an erev. The actual logic for this is the question of our gezeira. We don't want Jews living with goyim, shami yilma bimasav, but we don't apply the gezeira to a place where it's not Shkiach, because now, however, we have established the guidelines for this gezeiras and all gezeirot. Those guidelines don't necessarily follow precisely the most logical in every possible case of who it is that we should make sure has to make an erev and can't and so on, because we've defined the idea. The idea is two Yisrael and Asar on each other cannot participate with a non. Okay, so now the question is like this. Suppose you have a chatzar pnimi and a chatzar chitzon. Now, well, that always means, unless we specify otherwise, that the chatzar ha-pnimit has access to Rishut HaRabim through the chitzon, and only through the chitzon. So here the case is like this. There's a Yisroel and a single Nochri in the pnimit. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov, of course, the din over there would be that he does not need an Eruv, right? There's also a Yisroel b'chitzona. Now, the pnimit and the chitzona, you will recall that we had a machlokas earlier that we mentioned about regel ha-muteret b'mekoma, oseret shelo b'mekoma or not. Case in point, for instance, we forget about the Nochri for a minute. You have, let us say, two Jews in a pnimi. They make an erev with each other, but they have to go out through the chitzonah. The chitzonah is one guy. He doesn't have other people. Can regel hamuteret b'mekomah, because of the fact that it passes through the outside, can it usher the guy outside from carrying? Because after all, they have rights. They have an easement. They have an easement to pass through. So then it means he needs an erev with them or not. That was a machlokas with the Akiva and the Chachomi. So according to the Chachomi, look, if these two guys can carry their own chatzah, they don't usher anybody else outside of it. Now here we're going to have to take into consideration two separate machlokas in the question that we're about to ask. One is the din of regal hamuteret b'mekoma. Does it oseret shemo b'mekoma? And two, is there a gzeirah d'rabanan rechi against the Yisrael yachid living with a goy, as Rabbi Meir says, and requiring of him an Eruv, and therefore it's Chirut in this case? Or is it like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, only in case where there's two Yisraelim Osrim Zebezeh? So now, here it says, Rav Yona Merav, we must concentrate on this, because even though it's not difficult in any way, but because of the multiplicity of factors, it can get complicated if you don't pay attention. So the case was like this. Rebbe was sitting, and somebody brought a case of a Nochri B'Pnimit. There was an inner chutz that had a Yisrael and a Nochri, and there was an outer chutz that had only a Yisrael. And they asked Rebbe what the din is, and he said that the people, the Yisrael alone, who's living outside, needs an Eruv, and he can't have one because it's a Goy, and now he's going to have to buy. They came and asked the same question to Reb Chiya, and he also said it's Usser. Now, what happened is that Rava and Reb Yosef, they stayed on in the Beit HaMidrash after Reb Sheshet finished the drasha. So the Pirkei, Bashilei Pirkei to Reb Sheshet, Miyatev Reb Sheshet, and then Reb Sheshet sat down, and he was confused by this. He said, you know, it seems to me, come on, Omer Rav Lashmait, to Rabbi Meir, that you're telling me that Rav over here, that would say such a thing, would have to hold, as it's Omer Rav Yonam Rav, that Rabbi Meir is right. Because if Rabbi Meir isn't right, and the guy inside is one Jew living with the guy, he himself doesn't need an Eruv, then that's Regel HaMutar Bim Koma. But Regel HaMutar Bim Koma doesn't answer Shalom Bim Koma, because the passing like the Rabbana. So therefore, he must have been going according to Rabbi Meir. That's a little weird, but I guess one can do. And Rava is sitting there, and he nods his head. Indeed, it is strange. Karkish Rav Alaration. Rabbi Yosef hears about this. He's sitting there next to them, and he jumps up. He says, this is ridiculous. You guys are intelligent guys. Trey Gavir Ravravik Rabbanan, two great men like you should say something so stupid. What, lead to behind this? How can you make a mistake on this? First of all, if it's going according to Rabbi Meir, so why do we stipulate a case that there's another Jew living outside? The Jew outside is irrelevant. The question is there Isser inside? And here the whole question was, since there's a Jew outside, what do we do? I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, no, don't. That the case was that. But you're right. The truth was it was irrelevant. No, I'm sorry. But actually, the presence of the Yisrael outside was irrelevant. That is not so. Because I happen to know that they asked Rav, what would be the din of the guy inside on his own with his goy, not passing through? Yomarlan Mutar? He has no problem. He is okay. How is this going to Rabbi Meir? If it was going to Rabbi Meir, it is not okay. It's a Jew and a guy living in a chutzner. It's not okay. You're going to require schirut, correct? Can't make an error. So they said to him, so what are you saying? That it's not like Rabbi Meir? It's going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? It makes it even worse. It's going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So now that means it's only going to be Asur if the Shnei Yisraelim Ha'osrim Ze'alzeh are the two Yisraelim in this case. Does one Asur on the other? If it's you just got finished saying it's okay to carry inside, which means that it's regal hamuteret bimkoma. So how does this Jew ask the other Jew from carrying? I don't understand. Regal hamuteret bimkoma doesn't aser the other guy in the outside chutzner. You're making it better by saying it's going like Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov? You're making it impossible. No, says Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean? It's going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds regal hamuteret bimkoma is oseret shalom bimkoma. Oh no, sirree. That's not going to help you. Because then I ask you, then why even talk about the case of a Nochri? If what you're saying is that a Jew who lives in an indoor inside chutz obviously doesn't need an Eruv, he has no problem, he lives on his own. But if he has to pass through another guy's chutzner, so the same regal that was muter b'mekomah because it's alone, when it passes through the outside chutzner, would now aser on the guy outside. What do I need a goy? It's nothing to do with a goy. Who needs the goy? Forget about the goy. Two Jews living alone. Guy inside doesn't have a problem because he doesn't have anybody passing through. He's muter b'mekomah. Nonetheless, according to Rabbi Akiva, since he passes through the other guy's chutzner, he asks the other guy's chutzner. You tell me what we need the Nochri for here, please? What does the Nochri have to do with anything? You're trying to set up a case in which it's the presence of the Nochri that creates the problem. How does the presence of the Nochri change anything here? So then you're telling me it's like Rabbi Akiva? So then Lomeli Nochri, Afili Yisrael Nami. And of course, it's a very simple solution, isn't it? The two Jews and the neighbor. So now my question is like this. They knew. They passed him like Rabbi Akiva. But now they started thinking, wait a second. But if we're saying that Regal HaMutaret B'Makoma passes through the other guy, now requires an Eruv. So if it requires an Eruv, then Shnei Yisraelim Osrim Ze'alzeh suddenly have to worry about the Nochri. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the minute that two Yisraelim or one on the other, they can't participate because of the Nochri. That's the question. If there wouldn't have been a Nochri here, we understand. There's no problem. They made an error. Now the question is, I mean, the whole idea of Eliezer ben Yaakov was that living in the same chutzner is not benimtza because people are worried they're going to get killed. So they only want another Jew around. So now in this case, is that considered to be a combination? One Jew on the outside, one Jew on the inside. The guy is alone with the Jew on the inside. What's the halacha? He came along to say the halacha is that that's the same as living in one chatzar. But Shnei Yisraelim Oshrim Zalse. And what's more, maybe it's not that milsa de Moshiach. Because since there's another Jew that lives right outside, who, if his friend suddenly disappears, may call in a private investigator to find out what he did with the body. So the Mela, the Jew feels inside more confident. I mean, it would be milsa de Moshiach. Okay. So that's what's happening. Let's see that inside. Namely, that unless you have two Jews that are living together to answer each other, there's no problem with Nochri. Furthermore, it's going on Liber Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Regal Hamut Teret Bimkuma, and therefore in the Pnimit has no problem. Nonetheless, is Osar Shalom Bimkuma when it passes through the Chitzona. So you'll say, but that would be true even if there's not a going up. The inner chotzer and the outer chotzer made one eruv. And now, the only reason it remains osir, even though they were ma'arev, is because there's a goy. If there wouldn't be a goy, then it wouldn't be osir. So Rabbi Lozer asked Rab, how about the other way around? How about a nochri and a Yisrael living in the chitzona and the Yisrael b'pnimit ma'o? Because maybe hatam time of Yishun Tashkicha the diary. Maybe the only reason you were ready to say that we're going to be b'chai of you in schirut of the goy in that case is because it's considered to be a milta d'shchicha. Why? Because over there the goy is worried. The mirta nochri, and the Jew figures the goy is worried. The sava ashta ati Yisrael, that Jew boy out there, one of these days he's going to notice that his friend never came out again after coming in. And he's going to walk in here and he's going to say, where's my friend? Yisrael da havigaboch hecha, cannibal. Aval haka, if he says that here, where I'm living, I mean, we're living on the outside. So he's going to ask me, say, I haven't seen Joe around for a few weeks, cannibal. Where is he? I'll say, what do you mean, are you here? Well, I know where he is. Ashomer, my fellow human. I'll tell him, not that gazele. I don't know, he went out for a walk. Oh, Dilma, achinami mirta. Or maybe, nonetheless, the guy is worried about murdering the Jew and eating it. Why? Because he's worried that the guy who has the right to pass through the chutzner might pass through just as he's making the barbecue. So then he figures, hashta ati yisrova chutzili. He's going to come out, and he's going to catch me in the act. And therefore, maybe that's also considered to be something that a Jew plans on for self-protection, that there's another Jew passing through here, and therefore the guy won't have the chutzpah to kill me. Omar Lay, so Rabbi Eliezer said, the Rab said to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, you're a smart boy. Tein lechacham v'yechacham od. Shlomo HaMelech said, he gives a smart person, you give a mime or two, he can figure out the rest himself. There's no difference between the two cases. Obviously, we're extending the din of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in ways here that perhaps we wouldn't have originally established. Just listen, think to yourself, it's a little bit strange. The guy inside has no problem. The guy who's living with the Nochri inside, because he can say, I'm relying on Rabbi Meir. Rav himself said, if you're living alone, so then it's a milsa lo shchich, we don't worry. Who creates the problem? The guy on the outside, he's the one that needs the Erev, because the other people are passing through his rishus. But he's not the guy living with the Gabi. That's really weird. We're going to be Machayev, the person who isn't living with the guy at all, that he should be the one that has to be circular just from the Yaakov in order to be able to get the Erev, whereas the person who is living with the guy sits the Muslim Lashon when that goes around him. Isn't that a little strange, I ask you? To Elamai, the pshat is, having defined the mechanism of this thing, we don't necessarily look for the person who is most on target over here for our takana. We're just saying, okay, if it fits the bill, and you basically have two Yisraelim that are Osrim Zalze because of the halach of Regel HaMuter B'mkoma Oser Shalom B'mkoma Lib Rabbi Akiva. That's enough for us to say that we'll apply the takana. So it doesn't matter if it's the other way around. If it's the other way around, it's even better. Because at least that way, the guy who's living with the Nochri has to rent from the Nochri, which at least makes more sense. Now, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Chanina's Talmidim were once traveling, and they came to a particular hotel. What happened over there was it was a motel. And everybody had their little unit, and they had a joint area, commons in between. And the problem was that there was a guy that had rented one of the rooms, but he was off, basically, to Vegas. And what they were worried about is that he was going to come back. So if he was going to come back, then he would answer, unless they had already rented his room from the front desk. So they wanted to know, can they formally rent the rights to the chatzar from the front desk, even though Lamaisa, this was an occupied suite. Right? Because they could only go to the front desk. The guy himself wasn't there. Once he would come back, then it would be already too late. He would answer on them. So now they can use it because we said a guy who's away is not asking if he's far enough. So that was their question. So they asked, Ma'ol Megar Mine, can we, having Masker, the front desk, the guy who owned the motel was there. So they said to each other, Ma'ol Megar Mine, do you think that we could rent the suite at the front desk for purposes of using the chutz? Now, obviously, if the contract for the motel room does not allow the front desk to throw you out of the motel for cause, so then there's nothing, then he doesn't have any rishus left over it. Because he's already rented it out, and who is he to rent out the other guy's rights? But if he has the theoretical rights of getting rid of the person who rented the suite by refunding his money, so then that's our question. So he retains the legal right to the room if he wants it. So now we're coming to him, and we're asking, look, we don't want the room, we just want the rights to the chotzer. So kiva de matzi mesalik le'agrina. Do we say, okay, the front desk retains the right to rent out this guy who isn't present, his rights to the chotzer? Do we say, no, I mean, the fact that you could implement such a clause, but haven't implemented it, does not give you any rights, as long as you don't implement the clause that allows you to get rid of this suite, so then you can't claim that you have rights to double rent on him, and now rent out to somebody else the rights to the chotzer. Says Reish Lakish, you know, this is a great question you got, and I have a recommendation. Let's just do it. And when we get to the base of Medrash after Shabbos, we'll ask him whether it was a good thing we did. You know, and because after all, it's a drabbanan. It's a Erev. We always go to Kulav. We can sit here for the next 5 hours debating this question. We can do it. Go to the front desk, ask them to sign. Meanwhile, we'll carry on Shabbos and rely on our possible svara that it's okay. If you want to know what the halacha is, but Tzurak Fua, we'll go ask when we get to Rabbeinu Shemitarom. We'll find this is like the taste test on Scotch. You know, you taste it. If it tastes like it's kosher, then it's okay. So first we'll do it, then we'll ask. Rich likes that. Rich likes that.
I'm getting to really like that, Rich. Absolutely.
Okay, so they do. They do. So miskar v'kishenagiyei tzoravotei neshebadarom nish'aleh. So they did. Otter shayla the Rabafis. So they came and asked Rabafis, Omar lehem, brilliant. Yafa asitem shetzachartem. It's exactly what you should have done. It's a good thing you did that. Which, this is fascinating, by the way, because Rabbi Natan brings a historical raya from here. That the story of the meeting of Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan, in which it would appear that Reish Lakish was just a complete ignoramus who was the head of the mafia and had never learned before, is not true. Reish Lakish had once been a yeshiva guy, and then he joined the mafia. Because the Meiser of Afis died within 2.5 years of Rebbe, of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right? So if they were able to come to Rabboteinu Shebe Darom and ask Rabbi Afis, said you did a good thing. And this is while Reish Lakish is arguing with Talmidei Rabbi Chanina. This is way before Rabbi Yochanan met Reish Lakish. So it must be, therefore, that Reish Lakish was actually, as he says, a Gavra Rabbe before he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Because this must have been while Rebbe was alive. So the Reish Lakish that Richie likes is the one that ended up turning to crime.
Yeah. It's a bad
way. We should have known.
But in the end.
It all worked out. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Asi, the three of them, came to a pundak. And what happened is they had made themselves an Erev, and everything was nice and dandy, but the owner came back on Shabbos, and he had a unit there, and he was a goy, and then they couldn't carry anymore. Because before Shabbos, he wasn't there. This is apparently the correct Gerson. There's another Gerson Rashi, which seems clear as wrong. So anyway, they wanted to know, are we allowed to rent the Rishus on Shabbos from the goy? He said, renting on Shabbos? Weird. Can we do that? Now Rashi explains the only value in doing that is not to reinstitute the Erev. Because once the guy came back, the Erev is not an Erev anymore. You can't reinstitute the Erev now ex post facto and claim that retroactively this guy wasn't there. But as soon as he came, you now need a new Erev. You can't make an Erev on Shabbos. So what would be the point of being sofer the Rishus from him? The point would be that if they were sofer the Rishus from him, they could all be mavat of the Rishus to one of the people who needed to take something out of him. At least they would have ways. You know, and you could switch. You could be mavat the Rishus, then the other guy could be mavat the Rishus. So in the end, everybody basically would be able to get out his novels in the sun for Shabbos. And read a bit. So that was the advantage, but not to reinstitute the Erev. So anyway, the question was, what's the halacha over here? Do we say that socher kima'arev dami, the rental from the goy is the equivalent of making an Erev? It's just like you have to do your Erev before Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Ma ma'arev mi ba'od yom, af socher mi ba'od yom. Oh, Dilmor, maybe we should look at the schirut as the equivalence of bitur reshut. Now we know you could be mevatel reshut in the middle of Shabbat, and then you could switch and take turns and so on. So maybe it's like bitur reshut. Ma mevatel reshut. Afilu b'Shabbat. So then being socher from the goy thinks it's not a real sliruot, we're going through the motions. It's the equivalent of bitul reshut, and it can be done afilu b'Shabbat. So Reb Chanina bar Yosef said, I think we should rent it, even though it's Shabbat. Reb Azi says, I don't know, that's it makes me very nervous, renting on Shabbat. Lo nisko. Says Reb Chiya bar Abba, gentlemen, I think that we should rely on the older one here, Reb Chanina bar Yosef, and let's go and rent it. And then after Shabbos, when we get, we'll ask, you know, what the halacha was. But certainly, if an accident. So also, Shaila later, Reb Yochanan, so after Shabbos, they came to Reb Yochanan, they asked Reb Yochanan, so what should be done under those circumstances? Amar lahem yafa asitem shesachar. Good boys, that's exactly what you should have done. You should have rented it, and that's where we'll leave it, even though the Nahadoi didn't think it was all that. We'll find there's going to be a lot of sniffing. Toy is sniffing. Of course, that ties directly back into the wine and the shekhar business, not to mention the herring.
You can't make an air on Shabbos. How can you rent on Shabbos?
Well, the question is, how can you be mevatel rishus on Shabbos?
Well,
okay, so the bitul rishus is in a case where it doesn't require any type of formal acquisition. There, it's clear to why would we ask it? There's no two separate rishuyas, it's okay. But by the goy, the question is how we look at it. The truth is there are two separate questions. One is what Saba Josh has raised, which is, should we treat Sfirut as an act which is Asr on Shabbat? If that were the only question, then we wouldn't be asking, is it like the Erev? It's nothing to do with, is it like the Erev? We should say it's considered to be an act of Asr Mabatan on Shabbat. You know? But so the other question over here is not whether it's Mutter. If we understand that this is not a real Sfirut. The question is whether it's an actual change in terms of being matir something rather than working through bitul reshut. Bitul reshut simply means there are not two separate people living here, right? Bitul reshut means, look, there's only one person here, I'll be your guest. Okay, so if I do the same thing with schirut from a goy, bottom line is, there's no two people living here. I'm not making an Erev, but the truth is, if you take a look at how we got to schirut because we wanted it to take the place of the Erev. That's how we were metakein, that you have to be socher from an akum, by saying, well, you're never allowed to make an Erev, you're going to have to be socher. So that means in that case, Chazal wants you to see schirut as your alternative to Erev. Not as a way of actually only having one dayar, but as an institution of a mechanism that creates only one. They are. And we don't allow just bitul reshus of an akum. So if we gave it the din of an eruv, then it should have to suffer all of the qualities of an eruv. We'll see more about this tomorrow when everybody starts sniffing.
6:30?
9:30? Wow. Once upon a time, everything was simple.
Hey, 10 o'clock? Hey, we were distracted. Gentlemen, rent for this month.
Okay. which means in Nishpach with Beit HaKamayim, Ika Bracha, Vilolo, Omra Miloi B'Shilosha Devarim Adam Nikar, B'Chosso, B'Kitso, B'Kaasso, V'Amar Af V'Sachakol, Omra Miloi B'Yisrov, Nachmi B'Pnimit, V'Yisrael B'Chitzona, B'Maaseh Lifnei Rebbe, V'Yasar, Lifnei Rebbe Chia, V'Yasar, Yotav Rabba V'Rav Yosef B'Shil B'Pertu Rebbe Sheshes, V'Yotav Rebbe Sheshes V'Ka Omar, K'man Omra Rav L'Shmai Tzeik Rebbe Meir, Karchish Rabba Reshe, Omra Rebbe Yosef Trey Davi, Rabba from Karabona Lita Baham Yosef, Ik Rebbe Meir, Lama V'Yisrov B'Chitzona, V'Chitei B'Maaseh Shayak Kach Haya, V'Abom Minei Nirav, Pnimi B'Mekomo Mahu, V'Amar Lehem Mutar, Ela Mikra Blazman Yaakov. Actually, Shnei Yisrael Osim Zalzeh. Oh, because they are Osim Zalzeh, Rebbe Akiva. Yom HaRegla Mutar B'Mekoma, Seh Shalom B'Mekoma. So then, Lama V'Nachri, Afilu Yisrael Nami, Om Rav Nibra Yerusha, Rebbe Yom Kriv Lezmi Yaakov. Exactly as you said, Rebbe Akiva. Och, my eskina, you don't she irvu. So if it hadn't been for the guy, the Arab would have been perfectly okay. Time at Ika Nachri, you the Asr. But Ika Nachri, lo Asr. Bo, Mine, Rebbe Lezmi, Rebbe Yisrael. Mirav. Yisrael, Venachri, Bechitzona. Yisrael, Bepnimit, Mav. Maybe Hatam, the first case where the Yisrael, Venachri, were inside. Their time, Amishram, the Shkiyam, the Dairi, the Mir, Tat Nachri, Vesava, Hashtah, the Yisrael, Vamali. Hey, Yisrael, the Avigab, Akecha. Avalocha, if he tries that, I'll be like, not like the other way. Oh, Dilma, Kinami, Mir, Tat, because he's afraid of Hashtah, the Yisrael, in the middle of my murder, because of it. Oh, my late, Dain, Lachacha, the Akabod, Reshlok, Yishutamid, and Rebekhanin, Arik, Lalahu, Pundak, Lalo, Havi, Socher. However, there was the Maskir. Omru, Mal, and Nigor, Minei, Kolech, Lalo, Matsim, Salak, of course, Loti, Boy, Lachad, Lalo, Agrina. But here, since he could throw him out, do we say, even the Matsi Mesalik, the theory is enough to be Agrina? Omar Lehem, Rishlokish, Niskor, okay? Ukishanagi, it's a rabbi Tarisha Benaron, then we'll find out. Nishal Lehem, Altishadul Ravafis, Omar Lehem, Yafa, Asita, Shesakhartin. Rabbi Kanina by Yosef Rabbi Barab, Rabbi Lalopundak, the Atan Nachri, the Mori the Pundak on Shabbos, Amr Malame, I mean, do we say that those Socher is the equivalent of the Ma'arev Dami, and Ma Ma'arev Miba Odyom, Absocher Miba Odyom, Oduma Socher to Mavata Rishus Dami, Ma Mavata Rishus Afilu Bishabad, Absocher Afilu Bishabad. Rebbe Chanina bar Yosef Amar Niskor, Rebbe Asher Amar Lo Niskor. Said Rebbe Chanina bar Abba, look, let's be Seinech al Divrei Zakein, meaning on Rebbe Chanina bar Yosef, and we'll go be Niskor, and then we'll ask. So Atu Shaila Rebbe Yochanan, Amaram Yafa Asitem Shesach Artem.
Great.
And then we'll go back.
Omar
Rebbe Chanina. כל המפיק בגין בשעת גאווה סוגרים וחותמים צרות בעדו. שנאמר גאווה, אפיקי מגנים, סגור חותם צר. מי מייכת היה אפיק משדה יעבורי, הוא תכתיב, וחי בגדו כמו נחל, כי אפיק נחלים יעבור. רבי יוחנן אומר, נענו, the way to say this, כל שאינו מפיק יתמר. מי מייכת היה מפיק, according to him, is listening to גילוי, תכתיב, ויראו אפיקי מים, ויגלו מסדות תבל, So what's really the difference? Igibinayu the Rapshashis. Rapshashis Basha Shinatevi Shamet. So Mar Ita the Rapshashit. Umar let the Rapshashit. Umrukhi Barashi Amarav Kosha Inda Atum Yushevet Alav Al Yitchavel. Mishum Shinemar Batsar Al Yore. Rabbi Chanina B'yumin the Rota Lo Matzim. And Batsar Al Yore. Marukva B'yumin the Shuta Lo Avinav Gleidina. Umrukh Nakma Yitzch Gilchet Abayt Siluta Ki Yumin the Distana. Omra Abaye, I Omra Li Ein, Karif Kutcha, please, ay, 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 lo tanoi. Omar Rove, I Kratz, the Kina lo tanoi. Marbre, the Ravina, Omra La Yima, Shiva, Bani, La Shiva, Yumi. Omra Vira, lo Yivri, Laili, Ela, La Shinnat, Omra Shem, Melokish, lo Yivri, Sierra, Ela, La Girsa. Omra, the Ravi Zera, Machada, Ben Shemaitzcha, Omra, that's right, the Yamamin, you know. Omra, the Barti, Rav Chitza, lo boy, ma, menum purta. Omra, hashta, to Yumi, the Arikha, Katina, Venenum, Tuva. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Anan Poalei Diyamama Anan Rabbi Akiva Yaakov Yoziv Upora Omer Rabbi Lozer Abom Min Haderech Al Yitpadel Shlosha Yamim Shneimar Vakatzeme Al Nahar Abba Al Achva V'Nachan Hashem Yamim Shlosha V'Avira Ba'am Avud Shmuel Kiat Biur Lo Matz Nitzat Yumi Shmuel Lo Matz Bebeit Adit Pei Shichra Rav Papa Lo Matz Bebeit Adit Pei Arsana Omer Rabbi Chanina Kol Mitpate Biyeno Yesh Bo Midat Kono שנמה ויורח השם את ריח הניחוח. אומרי בכי הכל המתיישב מיינו יש בו מידת 70 זקנים. יין ניתן ב-70 אותיות, וסוד ניתן ב-70 אותיות. נכנס יין, יצא סוד. אומרי בכי לא נברא יין, אלא נחים אבלים, ולשלם שכר לרשעים.
שנאמר תנו שחר, שחר לעובד, אומר, אבל בפרופה קוש אין יין, נשפח בתוך מים, אינו בכלל ברכה, שנאמר וירח את לחמתך ואת מימך, מה לחם שניקח בכסף מעשר, ומים שניקח בכסף מעשר, ומים יהיו יין, וכקורי למים, which means היא נשפח בבית על כמיים, היא כברכה, ולא לא. אומר, אלוהי בשלושה דברים אדם ניכר, בחוסו, בקיצו, בכעסו, ואמר אף בסך הכל. אומר, אלוהי בישראל, ואנחנו בפנימית, וישראל בחיצונה, בא מעשר לפני רבי, ויסר, לפני רבי חייה, ויסר. יוטב רבא ורב יוסף בשביל פרטי רב ששש, ויוטב רב ששש וכאומר, כמן אומר רב לשמייצי, כרבי מאיר, קרחיש רבא רשא, אומר רב יוסף, תראי גבי, רב רפם, כרבון עלית בעולם יוסף, איק רבי מאיר, למה לי ישרוב בחיצונה, וחיתה במעשה שהיה כך היה, ובוא מיני מרב פנימי במקומו מהו, ואמר להם מותר, אלא מה, כרב לא זמן יחד, אומר עד ששני ישרו עושים זה על זה, Ah, because they are Asim Zalzak, Rabbi Akiva. Do you know regular Mutar Bim Koma, Ser Shalom Bim Koma? So then, Lama Li Nachri, Afili Yisrael Nami, Om Ravini Berad Yashur, Ali Olam Krib Lezmi Yaakov. Exactly as you said, Rabbi Akiva. Och, my Eskina, Kigon Shiravu. So if it hadn't been for the Goy, the Erev would have been perfectly okay. Time of Ika Nachri, Udi Asir, Abba, Ika Nachri, Lo Asir. בואו מיני רבי אליעזר ורבי ישראל, מירב, ישראל ונחרי בחיצונה, וישראל בפנימית מהו. Maybe hata in the first case where the ישראל ונחרי were inside, there a time I'm ashamed to shkiach the diary to mir tat נחרי וסובה השתאות ישראל ואומר לי, hey, ישראל דאבי גבו כאיך? אבל אוכל, if he tries that, I mean, אלי, נפק לי עזר לי. או דילמו הכינה ממיר תת, because he's afraid השתאות ישראל in the middle of my murder, וכזה לי. אמר לי, תן לך חם, יחכם עוד. רשלוק, כשהוא תמיד את רבי חנינה, איכלו לה, הוא פונדק, ולא אבי סוחר, however, there was the מזכיר. אמרו, מה למיגו מיני? כל איכל לא מוצאים מסלק, of course, לא תיבואי לך את הלא הגרינה. But here, since he could throw him out, כאיכל לא מוצאים מסלק למה? Do we say, כיוון the מוצאים מסלק, the theory is enough to be a גרינה? עוד יום ההשתה, מי הלא סלקה? אמר להם, Rish Lakish, Niskar, okay? Ukishanagi, it's Rabbatan Shabbatarom, then we'll find out. Nishalayim, Altashadullah of Afis, Amalem, Yafa, Asita, Shesakhartim. Rabbi Chanina Bayez, Rabbi Chibarab, Rabbi Asik, Lala Upundak, Diata Nachri, the Mori, the Pundak, on Shabbos, Amram Alameh, I mean, do we say that those Socher is the equivalent of the Ma'arev, Dami, and Ma Ma'arev, Miba Odiyom, Av Socher, Miba Odiyom, Odiyom, Socher, Kimavata Rishus, Dami, Ma Mavata Rishus, Afilu Bishabbat, Av Socher, Afilu Bishabbat, Rabbi Chanina Bayez, if Amar Niskor, Rabbi Asram, Lo Niskor, said Rabbi Chibarab, look, Let's be Semech al Divrei Zakein, meaning on Rabbi Chanina by Yosef, and we'll go and be Nisker, and then we'll ask. So, Atu Shadal Rabbi Yochanan, Amaram Yafa Asitem Shesach Artem.